Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined by Apo Demirtas, founder and CEO at Hotel IQ. In this discussion, we consider how data analysis can go beyond pure business intelligence and forward-looking data, and now explore predictive algorithms through AI. We look at the strategic value of predictive data to plan ahead, staff ahead, and allocate resources effectively across all hotel departments. We consider four stages of utilizing data effectively and look at how this ties in with the Hotel IQ Decision Cloud. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
Hey, Apo, how are you? Are you all well?
Very well, Trevor. How about you?
Yeah, very good indeed. Thank you. And thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
Interesting topic. We hear a lot about data. And so we're going with like a working title of kind of data everywhere, but no collaboration in sight.
Yeah.
And I know that collaboration piece is a big piece for you. So we're going to dig into that a little bit more. But before we kick off, maybe for those who haven't heard our Who Are We discussion or to know a little bit more about you and Hotel IQ, if you could just give us a brief introduction and then we'll get into our main topic. That would be great.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Thanks for having me, Trevor. Again, I'm Apo Demirtas, founder and CEO of Intelligent Hospitality, who's brought Hotel IQ Decision Cloud to the hotel industry. I founded the company in early 2012, and we have been at this since then. Hotel IQ, our product, is a software as a service product, so it's in the cloud, and it has evolved tremendously over time, and we have recently pushed out our next-gen software, and we branded that as Hotel IQ Decision Cloud. Mm-hmm. And the prior product was branded as Hotel IQ Business Intelligence. There's a reason why we have now branded our next-gen product as Hotel IQ Decision Cloud, and we'll get into that.
Excellent. Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit at the end as well, a little bit more about Hotel IQ, so we can kind of bookend this piece for you. So let's thinking about data. Okay, now we know data is everywhere, and we see a lot of data in the marketing space. We see lot of data in the revenue management space, but there is much broader data, and I think this is why it was interested, and we wanted to get you on here, not only as one of our expert partners, but because everything that you do from Intelligent Hospitality and Hotel IQ takes a much broader look at, as you say, the data and the business intelligence that is going on within a hotel.
Right.
I guess a starting question that I wanted to ask just to kind of kick this off, hopefully an easy enough question, maybe a simple answer, is where. Sometimes when I look at when data is presented, I'm trying to understand, is that data being reported or has it being analyzed? And sometimes I think there's a lot of data reporting, but maybe not quite the same degree of data analyzing. But then I'm very conscious I'm a layman. So I'm going to put the question over to you and say, what's your view on the difference between data? What is data reporting and data analyzing? And what do you see going on in the market?
Right. Reporting is not analyzing, right? Reports are not analytics. Reports are reports. And a report, by its very nature, is static.
Yep.
But analytics is fluid. It's multidimensional. It's dynamic, right? So reporting and analyzing, once again, two very different things. Now, the hotel industry has this love affair with reporting, right? And it's been there since Microsoft introduced Excel in 1985. And we work as if it is still 1985 in the hotel industry, but it's not. The main difference between the two is the fact that one is static, the other one is dynamic, right? When you analyze, what you do is you answer the next question, because every answer to a question prompts yet another question, and you should be able to answer that. And that journey is called analyzing. Mm-hmm. And that's really the main difference. Reports can easily be accomplished, right, using manual tools like Excel, but analyzing is a different story. Analyzing requires a data model that gives you the ability to analyze your data set in multidimensional ways, in dynamic ways, right? So that's really the difference.
So, in a sense, with a lot of the hoteliers, if they're using something like an Excel spreadsheet, for instance, or pulling data in from different sources into an Excel, then what they are typically getting is a report. And then they would need a technology solution to be actually analyzing that data. Is that too basic a conclusion?
The thing is, when they are using Excel, they're getting a report. But then, if you really want to get into analyzing, you do need a different technology. Excel is not going to be enough. Yeah. I mean, Excel has its limitations. It was great back in the day, but now in 21st century, whether you have 100 hotels or a single hotel. Mm-hmm. You need a platform that's going to be able to give you all the insight, whether lagging or leading, in a split second, and allow you analyze it, right, in multidimensional ways. So Excel is just not going to be enough for that.
And so when you're looking at analytical systems as well, you know, they are, as you say, they are doing the analysis of the data. You can pose the question to them, and then I guess you can also get it to report back on what are the conclusions from some of those propositions that have been made. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, taking that beyond, obviously, things just don't really end up with analyses, right? Then you take it if several steps further, you bring the AI piece, you bring in the predictive piece to be able to leverage the data to give you more insight.
Well, that was one of the things that I was, and that, I think that was where the kernel of my thought process started in terms of, okay, the reporting, am I getting a report of what the data is telling me? Am I actually asking the data question and then having a solution that will analyze it and give me some of those answers? Mm-hmm. And then it got me thinking around, there's been obviously within the revenue management space in particular, mm-hmm. where it was utilizing historic data. Well, mm-hmm. because of the pandemic, that's dropped off. People were talking pre-pandemic about forward-looking data, but that really came to the forefront, obviously during the pandemic. And whilst I guess there's a sense of analysis that is going on, to me, that is showing me something that has already happened, because although it's forward looking in time, it's kind of looking back at an event that has happened prior to me asking the question. Otherwise, exactly. it wouldn't be able to look at that data set. So it's although it's forward looking, it sounds a bit like an oxymoron, because it's not predictive, is it?
It's not predictive, and you know what? You nailed it on the head. And I love the fact that actually you're bringing this up. Everybody talks about forward looking data. Yes, what is forward looking data? Let's just talk about that for a second. Forward looking data is what's really on the books, right? Whatever it is you're looking at. And in our case, it would be room nights on the books, average rates on the books or revenue on the books. It has not happened yet, meaning that business has not necessarily actualized just yet, but it is on the books. But to your point, which is, I think, spot on, even forward-looking data is historical data, because it did get on the books in the past. It is on the books in the future, but it did get on the books in the past. So yeah, therefore, yeah, it is a historical data. And I love the fact, the way you really frame this is just phenomenal to me right now, because now you have just challenged the notion of forward-looking, right?
Probably not a good place to be with partners that deal with forward-looking data.
And I cannot agree with you more. And forward-looking is if we really want to talk about forward-looking, it's actually predictive, right? It has not happened yet. It has not happened yet. What you have on the books is something that happened in the past. Mm-hmm. It got on the books in the past. So We take that beyond that, right? And that's really, really important. All the book's information is something you already know today. The key is figuring out the unknown, and that is what we'll get on the books for the same time frame in the future from this point forward from today, right? And that's the predictive piece. That's the AI piece.
And that's the bit that struck me because, I mean, when I look at it, I think as a hotelier, I have so much data. And again, it was kind of working back from, okay, what is the question I would want to ask? And then I'm thinking, is that analysis, is that reporting? Hence my first question I asked. And then I thought, well, if someone is giving me or able to analyze a piece of data, what are they analyzing? Is that data that already exists, as you say? What it may be occurring in the future, but an action has happened to produce that. And what I was intrigued about was, where is it going from a predictive point of view? And to me, I think that's, as you say, that's where the AI piece is yeah. coming in. Can you talk a little bit more, as I seem to have got an angle on something here, different people may disagree on that angle, but can we talk a little bit and just focus in a little bit more around the predictive piece and being able, what headway is being made to answer that hotelier's question of, well, what might be happening that I'm not aware of, or what could happen that I'm not aware of at the moment?
Yeah. The predictive piece, obviously, is the notion that allows you, well, that gives you the insight into the future that has not necessarily happened yet, right? So in the case of on the books, yes, it's sitting on the books, but it got on the books in the past. But the delta there, the unknown there is what's going to happen now. Mm-hmm. And the predictive formulas, for example, within Hotel IQ, we use time series models to predict out into the future. But then, you know, time series models are great when things are normal. And when, you know, all being equal, time series models work. But the pandemic has shown us that time series models alone don't work. And therefore, a robust AI technology needs to be embedded along with time series models to be able to actually predict out into the future much more robustly in times like the one that we are in. So, and that becomes so important in terms of, you know, not only in having a really good idea as to what's going to happen, but also plan accordingly, right? You plan accordingly from a staffing point of view, from marketing point of view, from a sales point of view. Yeah, how are you going to deploy your resources? Where are you going to deploy them? How are you going to deploy your marketing funds? Where are you going to deploy them? The predictive model just the predictions just don't end at your revenue predictions and occupancy predictions or ADR predictions, but it also predicting really business out of anywhere and everywhere. Predicting business out of your feeder markets, for example. What will be the amount of business to a certain certain time frame in the future coming out of China as a feeder market? Predicting that is important because then that allows you to again deploy your sales force accordingly and say, okay, well, I see strength coming out of this feeder market, but I see weakness coming out of that feeder market, and therefore I'm going to again allocate my resources accordingly.
Now, that makes sense. And I guess with anything, there's always a degree of variance or whatever the appropriate term is. So you're not saying, okay, no one can say this is 100% true. It is a prediction. It is a forecast of a sense. And it just struck me that I'm thinking if I was sitting there as we come into the final quarter and we start to budget season, I'm suddenly seeing loads of articles being written about budget season and what you should be doing. I guess everybody is sitting there when they put the budget together and saying, well, I wonder what might happen. And so, and back to your point about planning, you know, thinking about how do you need to allocate staff? How are you going to allocate the resources that you have, both financially and human resource? And how could that be tied up? I mean, any signals any little indicators of what may be happening, and to be able to do that in a slightly more analytical and faster way, mm-hmm. I would think surely even with degrees of variance built in, to me, if I'm trying to pull a budget together, the more information, the better to help, really.
Right, exactly. And you know, such predictive AI-powered predictive models will automate your forecasting and budgeting process as well, mm-hmm. and which is what we do, for example, in you know, one of the things that we do within Hotel IQ is really automate forecasting and budgeting through, the power of AI-powered predictive models. And it's not just for the purposes of obviously creating your budget or forecast, but at the same time, again, for planning purposes, right?
Yeah.
There's always a margin of error. There will be one because things do change. What your models do is that they predict out based on the facts today. Mm-hmm. But you think of it like Google Maps. So you are going to a destination, you put in your destination, and Google Maps gives you your estimated time of arrival.
Yep.
As you're driving, maybe there's an accident along the way. There was not one, but that becomes an accident along the way. Then your ETA changes.
Yeah.
And that's how these things work.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I can see that. So I'm guessing one of the things, when I've read through an article that you guys have put out, you tend to... I probably are badly phrasing this, but what I would call kind of the four elements of data success. And you spoke about the need to organize, to analyze, to plan, and to collaborate. Right. Can you kind of expand around those four elements?
Sure, I can. So basically, those are the four core pillars of Hotel IQ Decision Cloud, right? Organize, analyze, plan, collaborate. Mm-hmm. All right. So organizing is about organizing your data, right? Data is messy, and organizing data is very, very difficult and time consuming and costly if you're doing it in your data source systems.
Right.
But then we, for example, in our case within Hotel IQ, we have created this very unique interface where hotels can easily organize their data, and you don't have to be a geek to be able to do that. It's a very simple and user-friendly process where you organize data, and that is so critical. Think of it this way. You as a human being, as a professional, if you are not well organized, your output is not going to be optimum, right?
Yep.
So therefore, you need to get really, really watertight organized. And that's what one of the corner pillars, on which we have built Hotel IQ. Analyze is the analytics piece, the multidimensional dynamic, analytics piece. Others refer to it as BI, business intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's the analyses that give you the ability to see what happened in the past, right, and gives you information, the leading information into the future. As we talked about just a little while ago, leading information into the future actually is something happened in the past and got on the books, but gives you the insight into what's really on the books.
Yep.
And what's your forward-looking data is in ways that are very granular, once again, multidimensional and dynamic. That's the analyzing piece. Plan speaks to what we just talked about. That is the predictive analytics, meaning you know what's on the books, but what you do not know is what's going to happen now, between now until that time frame, for that time frame.
Yeah.
And that is where the AI-powered predictive functionality becomes so critical. So that's the plan piece. Through planning, it speaks to forecasting and budgeting that is automated by the power of predictive models that are, again, powered by AI technology. But at the same time, it gives you the ability to say, okay, well, how am I going to deploy resources, as I mentioned before, based on those predictions? It could be marketing funds. You know, if the predictions are telling you that your production out of your website is going to be dismal, then you will be able to, you will see the need to allocate funds towards your search engine marketing.
Yep.
Things like that. So that's the planning piece, collaboration piece. And that is very important. You know, while we organize the data, while we analyze the data, while we plan, how good is all this stuff if you're not necessarily communicating dynamically and promptly with your teammates, mm-hmm. right? Collaboration becomes a key point there. Today, hotel companies collaborate by simply sending them each other emails and attaching files and things like that. We don't believe in that in our company. We think team members, commercial team members, should be able to collaborate within the application, within where organizing, planning, and analyzing is taking place, right? So as you are going through the process, a journey of finding out what's happening in your business or seeing what's going to happen through the predictions, through the eyes of the predictions, you should be able to actually share that information with whoever you want to share it with, and with a click of a button, as opposed to, again, downloading some sort of report, attaching it to an email and sending it to that person or to a group of people.
Yeah.
At all of that, all those four, again, corner pillars, really just need to seamlessly work together. And as you as a user should be able to, again, engage others simultaneously and in a seamless way, really. And that's what the collaboration piece is for us.
That makes sense. And I think it touches back on something, again, another one of the articles that you guys had written, where you spoke about the need for more data-driven hoteliers.
Sure.
And when I what I took from that piece is that it wasn't just the people who you expect to handle data should be more up to speed. You're almost implying that it was a data-driven culture. Can you just talk to that for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. What we just talked about is great, but it means nothing. It does nothing if you don't have that data-driven culture in place in your organization. And that means having talented drivers. So what I've described to you, with organizing data, planning, organizing, analyzing, planning, and collaboration is great. Think of that as Ferrari. But then how good is a Ferrari if the driver sucks, if the driver doesn't know how to drive? Yeah. Right. Then it's not better than Skoda out of Russia, I guess, and nothing against Russia. It's just different companies and different brands. That being said, it's really important to create that data-driven culture where somebody's going to actually drive this thing, because it really doesn't do anything on its own. Right. It gives you all the information you need. It gives you all the tools that you need. But then you need you need that culture in place to be able to drive it.
Yeah.
And but by and large in the hotel industry, we are great in what we do. We are wonderful hoteliers, artists in our own domain. But when it comes to analyzing data, and also you don't necessarily have to know how to analyze the data, but you need to know how to consume that analysis, right? Mm-hmm. If you're really not trained to consume such analysis and information, then it's just not going to be helpful. And hotel industry is well on its way right now to become such data-driven industry. It is progressing at a rapid pace. What's happening now is at larger hotel organizations, there's a lot of data going around and a lot of data consumption for the benefit of the hotel company and the brands. But when you go down to the trenches, which are the hotels, they are still drowning in the sea of Excel spreadsheets.
They're still
making decisions based on gut.
That makes sense.
And that's what needs to really change.
And I guess that's one of the challenges for any technology provider to the hotel industry, isn't it? I guess the challenge that you guys face every day is that those that want the data and understand the data get these tools, can see the value of these tools.
Right.
But the people that are actually then going to be using it or interfacing with it or collaborating in that space, they didn't have a yearning for it in quite the same way that where it was driven from. So creating a product that fulfills the needs and requirements, say at a corporate level, but then makes it accessible and usable at a property level, I guess is a continual challenge. Is that correct?
It is correct. And I'll use an analogy to explain this to you. You know, until whoever did this, but until somebody invented a dishwasher, we were all washing dishes by hand, right? And then suddenly somebody said, hey, wait a minute, here's a dishwasher. And some people said, oh, this is great. I'm just going to adapt it right away. And some said, you know what, I'm going to continue to wash dishes by hand. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, right? In our line of work, which is data science, business intelligence, and so on and so forth, it's not about it's about technology, but it's not solely about technology. It's actually more about business science. It's about how you apply business science to that data set. Right? How you in hotel business is that it's actually marrying the art form of running hotels with science of running business, marrying it together. But that marriage can only be enabled through the power of technology.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this makes sense, but technology is not quote unquote the quote solution here. The solution is the know-how of, again, marrying the art of running hotels with science of running business. So that's the solution.
So it's kind of more of what it should be is more of an enabler for somebody to be better at what they're doing or to make those decisions, rather than kind of the technology just solves the problem, which it can't do itself.
That is correct. That's exactly right. Technology, exactly. It's just an enabler in this case. And what we do in our company is we bring our know-how of hotel business and business science and data science. And we know how to marry both, given our background, and technology becomes an enabler for us to deliver that know-how to the hotel company.
So we've touched on, you said the four pillars that I read in one of your articles. You say they're the four pillars of the Hotel IQ Decision Cloud. Just as I'm kind of conscious of your time and as we're looking to kind of wrap this up, let me give you a few minutes just to tell us a bit more about Hotel IQ Decision Cloud, what it's all about.
Right. Hotel IQ Decision Cloud is our next gen software, which we have recently released, and we are in the process of onboarding all our hotels on it. The original Hotel IQ was called Hotel IQ Business Intelligence, right? And we went from Business Intelligence to Decision Cloud. And the reason for that is because we are now we have taken that away from analyzing and, let me put it this way. Hotel IQ Business Intelligence was a place where you organize your data and where you analyze your data and where you planned, meaning forecasting, budgeting, and automation. But Decision Cloud is where you also collaborate. And that's the piece that we brought in. Decision Cloud is also a place where we have brought in AI. In our previous Hotel IQ Business Intelligence version, right, we had the planning piece, but that planning piece only included our time series models. It did not include the power of AI. But in Decision Cloud, we have embedded AI technology into it, and therefore we have taken this away from just forecasting and budgeting into all aspects of analytics and decision science, and embedded AI into it, and that gives you the ability to say, okay, well, as I mentioned before, how do I really spend my resources and allocate my resources, whether it's sales and marketing and so on and so forth. So, Decision Cloud really gives you that ability. If I were to just underline two main differences, it would be the AI piece and the collaboration piece. Really, that's practically new in Decision Cloud.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No, and you say it's up in the cloud. Is it a like all-in-one solution? Is it a modular solution?
Yeah, great question. So the new technology we're using, which is much more improved than the previous technology, it is a modular solution, right? And it's all in the cloud, and that cloud is Microsoft Azure for us. That's where it's like is. Yes, it is modular. For example, Trevor, you know, one size doesn't fit all, and therefore we have modularized Hotel IQ in Decision Cloud. And you as a hotel might say, you know what, Apo, out of all these things that you have within Hotel IQ, right, I just need this, and that. And because my hotel is a very simple hotel, it's not complex, and therefore I just need these four different apps within Hotel IQ. So we have taken an app-like approach. There are different apps that you can subscribe to within the world of Hotel IQ Decision Cloud, right? And then you go from there. There are different apps like forecast management systems, sales performance management systems, and you name it. That gives the hotel industry a greater flexibility in terms of picking really what they need and what they want to use within Hotel IQ. In my view, you know, hotel needs everything we have in it.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? And but.
I guess anyone that's high tech, you'll be at high tech next week.
Yes, we will be. Yeah.
So people could have a deeper dive, and we'll look to do some more and bring the Hotel IQ Decision Cloud a little bit more front and center as well. But just very quickly to pick up on it, because there's so many different property types, so many different that have different facilities. So I can kind of pick and choose to what degree I engage in with the solution, and also can pick and choose what best suits my size of property and facilities and what is paramount for me. Is that right?
That is correct. And in Hotel IQ Business Intelligence, which was the previous version, right? We did not have that capability. Now we do. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You might have a limited service extended stay brand, which has total different needs and requirements than a full service luxury hotel company.
Yeah.
And or a hotel. So in either case, you'll find what you're looking for or what you need within Hotel IQ.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For me, the reason I wanted to get you on was to look around this, the reporting, the analyzing, but particularly the predictive piece, because that was something in my head. And I was just sitting there thinking, okay, is it just me with too much time in my mind thinking about it? So thank you for kind of clearing that up, and particularly around that predictive element, asking that question that probably we all want to know. And it's very interesting to hear how, you know, your next iteration has brought that AI predictive element into it. Is there anything that we haven't kind of touched on that around this data, the analyzing, the predictive element that you want to highlight, or have we pretty much covered everything?
No, I think we've really hit the nail on the head. I mean, we can certainly get deeper than, but we'll be here for 4 hours, which we don't want to do. But yeah, I think we've covered it all. Yeah, you asked great questions.
Super. Well, look, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I know it's very busy for you, not only with launches, but events and everything going on. And we look forward to bringing you back on again in the future to talk about
it. Thank you, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest. And thanks again to Apo for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input, and we're happy to follow up with our guests. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.